So are you an introvert or are you an extrovert? Which one? I was listening to the Jordan Harbinger show, and he was interviewing Reid Hoffman, the co-founder of LinkedIn. He describes himself as a six-person or less extrovert. I never heard that before. Introvert, extrovert, it doesn't matter. You need to hear that episode. It's going to blow your mind. Search for it, listen to it, and follow the Jordan Harbinger show wherever you get your podcast. Oh, it's episode 611, one of his latest. How are you? Happy, happy, happy Monday. Man, I'm feeling like rocking today, like I'm going to light the afterburner. You hear that a lot. You know what an afterburner is, really? You put jet fuel through an engine. It burns when it comes out, the hot exhaust. You throw more jet fuel on it. It goes. It's an afterburner. And that's what I want you to do with your life today. Is that okay? I know it's Monday, but are you kidding me, Scott? On a Monday? Yeah. All right, today we're going to talk about change, because change is the only thing that is constant in your life. Winston Churchill said that. People say, I don't want change, which is kind of like saying, kind of do. Change is just going to be there. We've got to get used to it. Simple way of thinking about it. Simple things to do to make it easier for you. I'll tell you how to do that today, if that's cool. It's the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com. A positive boost you need every single day. You're the boss of you. That's it. And you say, I want to do this. And then you just got to hold yourself to it. And that's the problem, because you're the boss of you. You don't have to. Right? It took me years to figure that out. It's like, okay, Scott, you want to do this? And then I didn't. And I said, well, why not? I said, well, I'm the boss of me. Good question. It's like, well, all right. Yeah. So it's kind of that responsibility thing, right? So you're the boss of you. We're going to help you stand up and do that today and become everything you want to be. Now, by the way, if it's the first time you're coming in today, you got to understand this is a very personable, upbeat show. We're real. We speak this thing, but we speak a special language around here. We call it Scott Logic, which is most people call common sense. It's an advanced version of common sense. Now, in the world we live in today, particularly when it comes to personal development, most people don't speak common sense anymore. They speak unicorn or rainbows really well. And I love that. I love myself a good unicorn or rainbow. I do. Take pictures of rainbows all the time. Unicorns? I won't admit to that. But the truth is, the world is kind of a wacky place. Wacky meaning evil, yuck, yuck, all that stuff sometimes. Just happens. Not going to change. It's always going to be that way. So we speak common sense around here. And if you speak common sense or want to learn common sense, you found the right place, because this is how you get exactly what you want. And I'm glad you're here today. Did I say who it was? Sometimes I forget. My name is Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. No going backwards, no editing. We hit the button, we go forward until it's over. And hang on for the ride, because it's always a ride. Can you imagine how powerful your network would be if you could pick up the phone and call Reid Hoffman, the co-founder of LinkedIn? That's what Jordan Harbinger did for a recent episode on the Jordan Harbinger Show. He's our sponsor today. Every show makes you smarter. I promise you that. He decodes the stories, the secrets, the skills of the world's most fascinating people. In-depth conversations. You're going to learn something from these people. They're at the top of their game. They're going to teach you something, I promise. Now, Reid Hoffman, he is not only the co-founder of LinkedIn, he wrote a book called Masters of Scale, Surprising Truths from the World's Most Successful Entrepreneurs. If you're an entrepreneur or thought about running your own side hustle, you'd listen to it. Two things caught my attention. Reid calls himself a six-person or less extrovert. In other words, small groups, he does really well. Also, how to identify the five kinds of no so you can really use them in your business. I don't have time to go into it right now, so you should go listen to the episode. Episode 611 of the Jordan Harbinger Show. It's one of the biggest, most listened to podcasts in the world. It's easy to find. Search for it, listen to it, and follow the Jordan Harbinger Show wherever you get your podcast. Facebook group is going pretty well. You're welcome to join us. Facebook.com/groups/Daily Boost Podcast. Positive, upbeat. They're calling themselves boosters over there. And I think they are, because we're kind of, if you like what I do, I'm moderating that group just like this. So it's the same thing. If you dig what I'm doing here, you'll like the Facebook group. So get over there. They're calling themselves boosters. And I think their mantra this past week is, hell, I can't. Something I started last week, evidently. There are three questions you have to answer when you come in. How long have you been listening? What do you want to get from the group? And what's your big ass goal? And some dude last week came in and I said, what's your big ass goal? He said, N-O-Y-B. None of your business. Hell, it isn't. It's my group. It's my people. We hang together. You're not going to answer that question. You didn't get to come in. You're blocked. You sent me a personal email. Scott, why didn't you let me in? I said, you didn't answer my question. He said, it's none of your business. I said, hell, it's not. Okay, before I told you I was going to light the afterburner. Some people are going to think this is crazy, but I'm telling you, If you get on board with straight thinking, common sense thinking, shake off all that agenda and propaganda coming at you from everybody and everything around you, the news and everything, get smart with the stuff you know that's inside of you that really truly works, and you know the difference. If you start doing that, you change your life. You'll sleep better, less stress. Guys, you'll keep more hair on your head. It's going to be awesome. So on Mondays, we always ask the question, have you done your homework? Did you ask yourself a simple question? How's my life going? Love it or list it. That's how it is. If you love it, hang on to it. Find a way to keep it that way. Everything you like about your life, keep it that way. If not, put it on Craigslist. Get rid of it. All the stuff you don't like, sell it. Give it to somebody else. They'll buy it. You know they will. All the stuff you hate in your life. Oh, I hate this. I need to get it. Put it on Craigslist. Put it on a Facebook Marketplace. So go ahead. Somebody buy it. They'll buy it cheap. They'll come to your house and pick it up for you. Probably give you a couple bucks for it too. But until you know what you really, Scott. See, that's a common sense metaphor. Most people, you would never get that. Tony Robbins would never say that. He just wouldn't. He can't. He doesn't know how to do that. So change. And are there four steps to changing? Well, yeah, there's probably more than that, but you don't need them. Actually, in truth, common sense, Scott Logic, you probably just don't even need four steps. You just need one. And I always say that because in my lifetime, I'm just paying attention to stuff, being very self-aware. I think the number one step in everything you do, being self-aware, is that I just kind of noticed that when I decided to change, it happened. You ever notice that yourself? Huh, done. Sometimes it happened for you. Sometimes you did it on your own. So I don't know if you need four, but I'll give you four anyway because, you know, give you your money's worth here. So when you want to make a difference in your life, it is a process of nonstop actions to get what you want. We know that, right? And getting what you want and keeping you want is what it's all about. Now, these actions are going to take place. We know that. You got to do something. If you don't do nothing, you get nothing. Well, sometimes you don't do nothing, you get something. You ever notice that sometimes? You don't pay your bills, you get in trouble, right? It's weird. I just did nothing. Don't blame me. Yeah, but you didn't pay your bill on time. That's why we're taking your house away. Yeah, but I didn't do anything. You didn't pay your bill on time. But. That's real world talk in some places, but we don't do that around here. If you don't do nothing, sometimes you do get in trouble. You got to be careful with that, right? So whatever you're going to make change, here's what happens. You ready? Number one, you decide. Everything begins when you have a decision to head off in a new direction. Right? Common sense. Sometimes you may feel like you made a decision. You ever feel that? I made a decision, Scott, but my life is not changing. Okay, you're probably not moving. If you're not moving toward your goal, if you're not doing the stuff it takes every single day, you haven't really made a decision. Because the decision should, see, a decision is literally to cut off another option. And when we have a goal, we've talked about in the past couple of weeks, goals are basically, you'll achieve a goal that has the most value to you. If there is another option, an alternative that has more value, you're going to go after that one instead. So if you've made a decision and you're not moving toward it, very likely it wasn't a decision. You kind of made the opposite decision. I'm going to go do this. Not really. You kind of said, I'm going to stay here until things line up and things get perfect for me, and then I'll go do it. No, that's not true. So make a decision. Number two, define. Aimless wandering is really fun when that's what you've decided to do. I do it all the time on my motorcycle, my new Road King I just bought. They couldn't believe me. I go down to the Harley. They said, come on, Scott, buy a CVO. You can buy anything you want in this place. I said, yeah, I used to have that. I've had four or five Harleys now. I don't even, four. And I said, I want a Road King. You know, Road King doesn't have a radio. Road King doesn't have a GPS. Yeah, it's a motorcycle. I can get lost. I can turn down a road, get caught in a bad neighborhood and go, how'd I get here? Ha, I bought a Harley. Aimless wandering is fun when you want to do it. Otherwise, it's frustrating, exhausting. It takes place more than you think, by the way. When you define your path, you get to walk your path. Pretty much that simple, right? If you don't know what path you're going to walk, how are you going to walk it? Simple. So you decide. And then you define. Then what do? Well, you got to get busy, right? Deploy. That's military talk. See, I started the show with afterburner. Now I'm saying deploy. So it's like, as dull as the advice may be, putting your plan into action is the only way for you to get what you want. If you don't deploy, you're not going to get it. That's it. But Scott, I know I want it. I decided I deserve it. Well, they never say I've earned it. If you don't deploy, if you don't get what's inside your head, your dream that's inside your head, if you don't get it, you know I'm talking the truth here. If you don't do that, you're not going to get it. Is it fair? Uh-huh. Yep. Just going to say it is. How do others get what they want? Well, they defined it. They decided to do it and they deployed. They got busy. And finally, defense. You have to defend what you're going for here. You got to defend it because after working really hard, there's only one thing I can really, really guarantee you. This is the positive, upbeat thing that I just want you to know. And notice how I'm very optimistic and upbeat because I see the world that way. I just see it like, okay, great. I worked really hard. I decided to what I wanted. I made that decision. I said, I'm going to define exactly. I'm on my path now. I'm walking the path. I have deployed it. I got it happening. But now I've worked so hard and I can guarantee, as my dad would say years and years ago, guarantee damn well to you. Yeah, that's it. At something or somebody's going to try to take it away. That's not good. That's not bad. That's life. When you find what you love, be sure you defend it so that you never lose it. There is some Azumi out there, maybe even a millennial, say, Garen, damn well to you. Where the heck did that come from? Watch I Love Lucy or something like that. Okay, you'll figure it out. It's a long... MeTV. It's probably on there somewhere, right? Okay, what's coming up this week? Aside from you going to the Facebook group, facebook.com/group/Daily Boost Podcast. Stuff coming up next week. Wisdom the Wealthy is going to launch, going to make you some money if you want to make it. Completely voluntary, not going to force you to do anything you want to do, even if it's making money. Gotcha. Tomorrow, say yes to yourself. Really? Scott would talk about that. Yep. Why boring is being the boss. Where you should put your focus every single day and joyful life. Something I love to talk about no matter what happens. That's on Friday's show. Did I get them all? Yeah, I think I got them all. Yep. That's all my shows. Have a great day. I'll see you tomorrow and we'll light the afterburner again because it was kind of fun.